asking the question, is this really the end of the world? Seagull, you must have known for a long time the shape of things to come. Now you fly through the sky, never asking why, and you fly. Across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going. Nobody knows where you're from. Now you fly through the sky.
Hello, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO Medford. I hope this is working. I just got in here, and this is only my second show, and something weird's going on. But I'll try to play some stuff and see what happens, okay? Let's see, what do I have first? We'll have a surprise, okay? We'll be right back.
sun would slice and cheat to a heart on a look. Lost moments of the most stones we've ever been. So read me.
You're fine.
tonight you just heard some local. Is this coming out? It's not. This is not as loud as it's supposed to be. I don't know what's going on here today. But anyway, you just heard some local songs from some great Boston bands. First was Bad Marriage with Knock Three More Times from the new EP, also titled Knock Three More Times. After that, you heard The Devil's Twins with Love and War from their 2013 album Old Fashioned Mischief. I love the vocal interplay between Jeremiah and Nikki in this band. Devil's Twins have been nominated by the Boston Music Awards for Live Artist of the Year and Rock Indie Artists of the Year. So if you are into that band, and you can just go on the, Boston Music Awards page, you can vote for them if you'd like. And after that, you heard Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band doing the title song from their 2014 album, When We Were Kids. Those who've been in the Boston area for a time probably remember Berlin from the numerous great bands he's had through the years. And right now, he's with the Nickel and Dime Band, and they're doing some good stuff. And they're going to have a new album out, I think, in the spring. So that's something to look forward to. Now we'll get out of the local, and what am I going to play now? Let me see. How about some Rival Sons? Electric Man from the 2014 album Great Western Valkyrie. They are a great hard rock band. Long Beach, California, I believe is where they're from, and I'm glad to see they're finally getting some of the recognition they deserve. Well, they just opened on the Black Sabbath final tour, so I'm hoping they caught new fans from there. They're so good, they probably did. So we will have now some Rival Sons with Electric Man. Sorry about that. A little technical issue here. I'll get into the song for you in a second.
We'll be right back.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You just heard, wait a minute, this, something is wrong with, the setup of this mic. I hope you can hear me. The volume levels are not doing what they should be doing. In any case, should I talk louder? Maybe I will. Okay, you just heard, first Rival Sons with Electric Man from the album Great Western Valkyrie. Then you heard the Winery Dogs with Captain Love from their 2015 album Hot Streak. The Winery Dogs, for those who don't know them, it's drummer Mike Portnoy, bassist Billy Sheehan, and singer-guitarist Richie Kotzen. And they're all top-flight musicians who write great songs, and they really gel together. Excellent band. I believe they're on hiatus now while the members concentrate on other projects, as these guys always seem to be playing in several different bands and doing different all kinds of things. Then you heard Frank Zappa with Cosmic Debris. I think they had it on the Best of Frank Zappa, and I believe it was on Overnight Sensation originally. Now I'm going to get into some serious guitar coming in. I'm going to start with a local guy. His name is Jimmy Bez. He's a very talented young blues rock guitarist from the Boston area, and he's only 17, unless he's turned 18 already. I was close to that time in any case. He's getting lots of buzz. He's been playing guitar and writing songs for a number of years and formed the Jimmy Bez Blues Band last year. And in May, he released the blues EP, Lies of a Sinner. And from that, I am going to play, let me see what I'm going to play. The title song, Lies of a Sinner, is Jimmy Bez. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Hello there. I don't know why this level's not going so well. I hope I'm coming through. Just doing this again. Anyway, you just heard... What did we just hear? Lots of serious guitar. First was Joe Bonamassa from his brand new album, Live at the Greek Theater. And this album, Joe does songs that were done by the Three Kings, Freddie, Albert, and BB. And that was Hideaway, which was done by Freddie King. And after that, you heard Nick Johnston with, what did he play? The Trick Question from his new album, Remarkably Human. Johnston's Canadian, started playing guitar when he was 14 and got sick of playing hockey. Calls his music Atomic Rock, and he's in his 20s, and that was his fourth studio album. And Gavin Harrison and Brian Beller are on the album. After that was Philip Sace, whose brand new album totally blew me away, and that was, what was that? Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Woman on Your Mind from Scorched Earth Volume 1, new live album. He's a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, born in Wales, grew up in Canada. Began getting noticed as a teenager and later moved to L.A. and played a lot of blues, was in Jeff Healey's band, played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge, appeared on some of their albums, and has several of his own out, too. Great stuff. And then the set ended with Raven Eye, which, let's see, I don't have the information from them here. All right, Raven Eye being, that was Come With Me from their new album, Nova. They are a UK band, and the guitarist is... Ollie Brown, he's a well-regarded British, young British blues guitarist, and he's rocking on this album, and it's really good stuff, too. So you just heard a set of some serious guitar there, and I'm ready to get out of here, and the new show's coming on next. My name is Marion Ferro, and this has been Rock Under the Radar, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. How do I do this? Does it start on its own? I guess so. I don't know what's going on.